What are two reasons you might get pain when you've been wearing a fracture walking boot for a running injury? Well, that's what we're talking about today on the Doc on the Run podcast.
So the big question is this: how are runners like us, who don't like hearing doctors say, just stop running, who know that we simply have to stay active, how do we heal in a way that lets us stay strong, maintain our running fitness, and keep preparing for the next race, and still heal without making the injury worse? Well, that is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Dr. Christopher Segler, and welcome to the Doc on the Run podcast.
Now, if you get an overtraining injury like a metatarsal stress fracture or a plantar plate sprain or Achilles tendonitis or peroneal tendonitis, a doctor might prescribe a fracture walking boot. Well, it's designed to hold you still so that you can hopefully walk on something like a fracture and still let it heal. So it's stiff, it immobilizes you, it has a curved sole, it's very stiff, you can't bend it at all. And because of that, it decreases the stress and strain to certain tissues when you're wearing it and even when you're walking in it. The thing is that a lot of times I talk to runners. In fact, the reason for this episode is this morning I was on a call with someone who's been wearing a boot, and he's curious why all of a sudden he's starting to have some aching pain in the boot in the morning when he first gets up and steps on his foot while wearing the boot. Again, he's sleeping in the boot. And so we were talking about this, and there are really two reasons this can happen given that particular scenario. One of them is that the boot itself, either the straps or the plastic stuff on either side, is actually pushing against your foot. Now, if you take a finger and you press it into your forearm real hard, you feel it, but it's not killing you, right? It doesn't really hurt. But if you hold it there for 8 hours, well, it's gonna start to ache because one, it's a lot of pressure that's not normal, and two, it cuts off some of the blood supply in that little area where you push down hard enough to stop the blood flow in that area, right? So you see this in the movies, in a war movie, somebody gets hurt, they get wounded, and they say, apply pressure, and they're just pushing on the wound hard enough to cut off the blood flow so the person will bleed to death. Well, you can cut off the blood supply by pushing on your foot with the boot too much. So if it's too tight, if it's pushing against you, if it's too small for you, if it doesn't fit you right, it can cause that kind of discomfort just because you've been aching. And when you get up, if you loosen the boot, if you take off the boot, that discomfort will sort of temporarily be there even after you remove the boot, but it will start to go away. It'll dissipate, and it'll dissipate gradually. The other scenario is where you're holding the foot completely still and you're asleep, and because you're holding everything so still in the boot, you're getting what we call cross-linking, or you're getting some little strands of collagen that are trying to heal the tissue, but they're getting to where they kind of make tissues sort of stick together. They're bound together in a way that's not normal. And when you're asleep and you're laying down and you're not stepping on the foot, that doesn't really matter. But when you step up out of bed and step on the foot, even in the fracture walking boot, your foot actually elongates slightly, and it will pull some of those little pieces of scar tissue or collagen or however you want to think of it, it'll pull those apart. When you have that discomfort, it's very fleeting. It's only for a second and then it's gone. And like if you step on the foot and you have this sudden discomfort, but then it doesn't happen again, you push on the foot and you can't reproduce it, it's more likely that. If you have a sore spot because the boot's been pushing against the side of your foot and you push on that spot, it's gonna hurt more. So that's a couple of different ways you can tell those scenarios apart, but it's just a couple different ways that you can get discomfort when you're in a fracture walking boot. Now, if a doctor gave you a fracture walking boot, the most important thing is to remember that the longer you're in it, the more fitness you're gonna lose and the weaker and stiffer you're gonna get. So it's super important that you tell your doctor, I wanna run, I don't wanna just heal this thing, I wanna heal this thing so I can run. So tell me what I can do to get over this as quickly as possible so I can use the boot as short as possible and get back to running. Now, if you like this episode, please like it, please subscribe, and I'll see you in the next training.